You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Striking Defense, The Art of Not Getting Hit, Part 1. Today I present another episode in my Building Your Game series. The task of building a striking game is a daunting one. You need to learn how to stand, how to move, how to hit, how to not get hit, and you need to integrate all of these into a seamless game. I spoke about how to stand in the episode entitled Taking a Stance on Martial Arts Stances. I actually prefer the word structure to the word stance. But don't get me wrong, I frequently still use the word myself, mostly as a nod to conventional usage. But since your structure needs to function as both a static, or not moving, and dynamic, or moving, tool, and since to me the word stance implies stillness, I grow increasingly resistant to calling your structure a stance. Once you've begun to get a handle on your structure, you need to learn how to efficiently move it around as the needs of combat demand. That's footwork, which I discussed in detail a while back in the episode entitled, Oh, How We Danced. With your basic footwork training begun, one of the next tasks is to get to work on defense, or the art of not getting hit. Or, at the very least, the art of not getting hurt. If you like not getting hit, developing a solid defense should be of interest to you. If, on the other hand, you like getting hit, you'll find plenty of training partners to oblige you. Party on. Many people who are naive to martial arts experience might think that learning defensive skills merely consists of learning the counter to each attack. Oh, would that it were that simple. The reality is that there are a number of possible physical types of attacker, a number of variations of every possible attack, a wide variety of quality of execution of every possible attack from every possible attacker, and a number of possible responses to any given attack. And then there's the fact that quality opponents rapidly learn to make adjustments to their attacks if the defense that you choose tends to be the same one, time after time. No, there is no such thing as the counter to any striking technique. All this means that developing your striking defense is far more than mere memorization, just as learning to drive is far more than memorizing the various controls in your car and your local traffic laws. You must do some memorizing, but it is far more important to get your mind and body working together through rigorous and repetitive training. In one way, defense is much more complicated than offense. Remember, you control what offensive techniques you throw, but you have nearly zero control over what offensive techniques your opponent throws. He could throw anything. You don't need many techniques to have a perfectly functional offense, but a functional defense should be prepared to go up against anything. With that out of the way, let's begin with your passive defense. Passive defense refers to habits you develop and structures you take up that make you harder to hit and harder to hurt. These habits and structures, once properly cultivated, require little or no conscious thought. They're not even dependent on your ability to see the attacks coming, or on the level of your reaction time. In a very real way, passive defense is like armor. You put it on, and then mostly forget about it and let it do its job. One of the simplest parts of passive defense is keeping your guard up, holding your hands, elbows, shoulders, and chin in such a way that even if you were asleep, less of your opponent's offense would make it through to your vital organs. Just as important is how you position your legs. For this part of your passive defense, much depends on the set of rules under which you're fighting. If kicks to the legs are allowed by the rules, as in the year 2017 they frequently are, you have to think of your legs not only as struts to hold you up, and as weapons, you also need to think of them as targets as well. A boxing stance, or structure, by definition, is designed to optimize your punching attack, and so must be cultivated in order for you to be a complete fighter. But it's also important to understand that the boxing structure has some weaknesses. One is that your front leg is way out in front and has a lot of weight on it. This exposes you to low kicks, especially to the outside of that lead leg. Another weakness is that the nearly sideways orientation of the boxing stance, with your feet fairly close to being on a line between you and your opponent, means that you are poorly situated to handle powerful kicks to the body coming from the sides, without being knocked off balance. Even if you have good passive structure to protect your head and vital organs, a single good kick can make you stumble. I much prefer throwing strikes at a stumbling opponent. He can, for at least a moment, do very little to hurt me, a quality I really appreciate, while I, on the other hand, can tee off on him with my very best weapons. Remember that as you and your opponent approach one another, you will each pass through kicking range before you reach punching range. When you're considering taking up the boxing stance, you should carefully assess the distance between you and your opponent. Is there enough distance for him to throw a round kick at you? If so, you might want to reconsider the boxing stance. The Muay Thai kicking stance, on the other hand, functions much better as at least a partial passive structure against low round kicks, and allows for better absorption of round kicks to the upper body without losing balance. But a confounding factor, and another important consideration when defending against low kicks, is that of low straight kicks aimed directly against your knee joints. Of course, this is more significant for self-defense, but in a growing number of cases where the rule set allows, straight kicks at your knees can happen in a sports setting as well. In a very rock-paper-scissors way, your Muay Thai kicking stance is elegantly designed to deal with the round kick, and very importantly, to deliver the round kick. But when it comes to absorbing straight kicks against the knees, not so much. That's perfectly understandable, since straight kicks against the knee joint are illegal in Muay Thai. You see, the human knee is the most vulnerable to damage from force directed straight at it when the joint is at full extension, meaning straight. Slight bending or flexion of the knee, as is typical of the Thai kicking stance, doesn't really increase the protection by much. You really need to significantly bend your knee directly into the force of the kick for the bend to properly armor against impact. But by the time you've bent your knee that much, you've pretty much morphed your structure from one in which your own round kick attacks flow well into one from which they don't. And you have also now moved from passive to active defense. All this means that there is no single structure for your legs that acts as a universal passive defense against all kicking attacks. Instead, you need to do your homework and learn which leg structures help defend against which kinds of kicking attacks. And you need to develop your knowledge and awareness so that you can spot which attacking structure your opponent has taken up. Is he situated more for a Muay Thai-style kicking attack? Or is he structured more like a traditional karate man, or even a savate fighter, either of which has been trained in how to fire straight kicks against your knee joints? Your ability to make these distinctions can go a long way towards learning to protect your legs. Next time, we'll move from passive defense to the even more important active defense. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think. And check out old episodes of the Martial Brain Podcast at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for the Martial Brain. The Marshall Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Marshall Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.